All right, let's talk about software for running a group program. I know there's a lot that could be covered here. This could be its own class easily. Each one of the software options below could be its own class. So I'm going to keep it light here because the reality is this: the software matters less than you think at this stage. As your group keeps growing to 30, 40, 80 members, like I have right now, the software gets to matter more. But when it's a group of 20 people that you can reasonably be in touch with, even individually on a monthly basis, the software matters a lot less. So I'm going to encourage you to keep it simple. Use the software. Here's the key. Use the software that delights you the most right now. Now, how do you know which one delights you? It's hopefully you have been part of another group program that has used a particular software. If you had a good experience as a member, you're much more likely to not self-sabotage when you use a particular software. Because any software you pick up, there's going to be technical challenges. You're going to have to solve tech challenges for your group members, for yourself. And so you want to be doing it with a software that you already have initial confidence in, initial enjoyment in. So I've given you the options below. I'm purposely not naming that because whatever options below may change over time. I might change them over time as the recommendations. So the ones that are recommended below are solid. I have heard of colleagues and clients using all these different options, and there have been at least several people who have enjoyed using those options. So all the ones below are solid. You probably can't go wrong with any one of them. Here's the danger: don't pick any of them based on marketing. So let me say this again. Just because this website has a nicer marketing and looks cool does not mean it's going to work well as a program, because they might be really good at marketing themselves and the actual software might not match your expectations. It's more important to choose software based on your experience as a member. Don't choose one if you've never experienced it as a member before, or if you don't know several people who have used it as members and they can tell you from their perspective, is it a good experience as a member or not? That's much more. Don't trust the marketing of softwares, because one could have a better designer and marketer than the other. Don't trust it. Okay, so I hope this is helpful.